engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the book of Revelation. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to the earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord, because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Bless the Lord, all you angels, you ministers who do his will. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, whether it is through visions of the heavenly throne and angels ministering to and worshiping the Lord, or whether it is through the special missions that they had throughout the history of both the Old and the New Testaments, particularly in reference to the coming of Jesus and the teaching about his second coming, we see throughout the Word of God and throughout the teachings of the church, the reality and the role of angels. They are real creatures. This is not just symbolism. They are intelligent beings, spirits who serve the Lord and who are sent with messages from the Lord to us, helping us on the way to salvation. And today, the church actually has a feast day honoring three of those angels. Now, let's be clear. Angels are creatures, just like we are. They are not God. They are not alternate gods. They are servants of the one and only true God, the one Lord Jesus Christ. But they're real. They worship Him. They serve Him. They serve us. And today we celebrate three of them, archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. When we say archangels, the angels are traditionally categorized, actually, in different levels. An archangel is one of those categories of angels. You have cherubim, you have seraphim. Sometimes you hear in the holy, 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 which in itself is a prayer of the angels, you hear reference to thrones, dominions, powers. These are actually categories of angels. And these three archangels, each of their names has a meaning, a connection to our lives, and a connection to the pro-life movement. Let's look at it very briefly. Michael. The name comes from this first reading that we heard in the book of Revelation. What was this war that broke out in heaven? Well, Michael is a word that means who is like God. It's a question. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to those who think that by their own choice, by their own power, by their own will, they can be like God. And that was the war that broke out in heaven. Because as we read in Isaiah 14, the evil one, the devil, Satan, thought that he could ascend to the throne of God by his own choice, by his own power, and replace God. And this is where Michael and the angels he led shouted out, "Who is like God?" In other words, nobody can take his place. Nobody can reach his throne of their own power. And so these rebellious angels were cast out, but they were cast down to the earth where the battle continues between those who understand that power and freedom mean submitting to God, humility, whereas sin means asserting oneself against God. He who exalts himself will be humbled, Jesus said. But he who humbles himself, as Jesus himself did, will be exalted. Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming obedient even unto death, and therefore God highly exalted him. The same is true for us. We find power, freedom, fulfillment, life, by humbling ourselves before the Lord, submitting all our choices to Him. And this is the mistake, therefore, of the pro-choice mentality. My rights, my body, my choice. No, that's not how you find freedom. Who is like God? It is His choice that sets us free and empowers us. We don't exalt ourselves over and against Him, His commandments, or His creatures. Michael, key archangel in battling against this pro-choice mindset, this exaltation of self. Rather, he says, who is like God? Gabriel means the strength of God, and Gabriel is the one who announces the good news to Mary that she will be the mother of Christ. Unexpected pregnancy, right? Gabriel says, do not be afraid. And we take Gabriel in the pro-life movement. There is a Project Gabriel that we embrace on many levels in many churches and here at Priests for Life. And Project Gabriel simply means that, like Gabriel announcing the good news of a pregnancy and saying, don't be afraid. You can handle this. God can handle this. You're not alone. You're fulfilling His plan. So we say to all those, wherever they are, who are pregnant and in need, pregnant and confused, surprised, fearful, desperate, because they don't feel that they can take care of the child, we say, don't be afraid. We are with you. We're ready to help you. And of course, the church is stepping up to the plate, the pregnancy centers by the thousands stepping up to the plate and saying, we're ready to help you and your baby, and providing that help every day to those in need. The Archangel Gabriel reminds us of all that. And finally, Raphael, we read in the book of Tobit, a small Old Testament book, speaking of this old man Tobit and his son Tobias, who Tobit was blind, and Raphael, the angel, ends up healing his blindness. Tobias wants to marry Sarah, but all her previous husbands died. And again, Raphael provides the remedy. Raphael means God's remedy, the healing. Raphael sets Sarah free from that demon, and she's able to marry Tobias, and he doesn't die. The remedy, the healing of God, is key in the pro-life movement, key in the work of the church and the work of Priests for Life. As we extend healing to those wounded by abortion, it's not just the moms. It's the dads, it's the grandparents, it's the siblings, it's the whole family, it's the friends who helped get an abortion for their friend. They are wounded also. It's the abortionists and their staff and their clinic workers. We've done work since the 1990s. In healing those who are ex-abortionists and former clinic workers. God's remedy, the message of life, the gospel of life, is the gospel of mercy. And we proclaim that message steadfastly. And the Archangel Raphael reminds us of that. So let's celebrate these angels. Let's absorb their message. Let's live it. Let's proclaim it. And let's thank God that they constantly, as they worship Him, they intercede for us. And they bring us that good message. Angel means messenger. Evangelium, the Latin word for gospel, good news, angel is right in there, right? In the English word, evangelization. Evangel, angel, the message. And EV is from the Greek EU, which means good. Good message. Evangelization. The angels give us that good message. Let's receive it. Let's proclaim it. Let's allow it to lead us to eternal life. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.